Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and we're talking with Melanie Cutting today. So it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So welcome, Melanie.
Hello again. As I mentioned before we went on the air, I did not get to a film this week. That was, well, a number of reasons. The principal one being that there simply are no movies other than one, which I will mention, playing in English currently. So even the handful that were in English in the past are no longer in English. So that means that the one called Target Number One, is not in English. Although, actually, again, there's some confusion on the website, but it looks to me as if, in fact, it's it has moved over from French and English versions to only French. But I could be wrong about that. If it's something that you'd like to go and see, it might be an idea to give them a call just to verify that, because, again, there's some discrepancy on the website as to what language or languages it's being shown in. When I saw it, it was English, and there were showings in French as well. I must admit the same situation applies to The Hobbit, one of the movies, the whole saga of The Ring. Anyway, The Hobbit is either in showings in English or showings in French or both, but it's, again, really quite unclear from the website. It says that it is still in English, but I must admit I may be on the wrong. Today is, I'm going to look at Friday the 7th, because that's when you're going to be listening to this. That's the earliest you can listen to this broadcast. Friday the 7th. And it, no, they no longer have, the movies that had been in English are no longer there. And the one exception to that unfortunate state of affairs is the blockbuster from many years ago, 2001, A Space Odyssey, Stanley Kubrick's classic movie. It is there only in English. It's a long movie. It's close to 2.5 hours. It's almost bang on 2.5 hours of movie, but it really is a classic, and it's definitely a movie that if you've never seen it, you should absolutely see it. And if you have only ever on a small screen, such as your living room TV, then definitely go to the movies and check it out. It is a very it's a very special movie, and I'm not looking at the date that it was made here, but it does go back a good many years. But it's still an excellent film that deserves to be seen on a as big a screen as you can find. So that's kind of it for this week in terms of movies that are playing there now. There are this is kind of interesting. There are two movies that are playing in French. And the title is, the first one is called Divorce Club, and it's totally French. And that's the actual title of the movie. That's not an English translation of the title. And the other one is called Flashwood. Again, totally French movie. Appears to be set here in Quebec. And no English version. So Divorce Club and Flashwood, although they sound like English movies, are not. So, the one English movie, as I mentioned, is 2001, A Space Odyssey. Definitely go see it. And what's coming down the pike is, frankly, not a whole lot better. Starting on Friday, well, that's when Harry Potter will start, and Divorce Club, and Flashwood, and something called Pompeii, again, totally in French. It is not until August 13th, which is, I guess, a week from Friday, that we finally have two movies that are being offered in English versions. I'll just, because there's not a whole lot to say about this week and next week, but on August 13th and then on the 14th, there's a movie called Unhinged. In French, it's Arrage, and it stars Russell Crowe, who's a very fine Australian actor who has won many awards and is very versatile. He plays someone who is truly unhinged and goes into what appears to be an extended road rage mindset when he's based on the trailers that I've seen for this movie, and I saw him being interviewed as well. It is not a movie that I would make a beeline to go and see, but if you like movies about lots of action, lots of mayhem and destruction, and he's a big guy. Russell looks like Russell squared. He has put on a tremendous amount of weight, at least for this movie, and he is a formidable personality. So he carries the film, of course, and he's the person who spends, it looks like, the whole film just pursuing this poor young woman who pissed him off on the highway. So that's coming, but not until a week from Friday. And another movie that is coming in English, and it's like the polar opposite of Unhinged. And it's a SpongeBob movie in English and French, but the one that we're seeing is called the SpongeBob movie, Sponge on the Run. I know there are many SpongeBob fans out there, and this is definitely one for the kids. So if you, if you're looking for something to do, if it's a rainy day in particular, of which we've had a few recently, definitely head off to the Maison de Cinema and catch SpongeBob or Unhinged, but not this coming week. It will be a week or so until those two movies arrive. Meanwhile, there's plenty on the small screen. There's Netflix and Amazon Prime has, if you want to pay some money every month, Crave, they have excellent movies. Some of them are original, some made for Netflix or made for Amazon Prime. Another one that I actually don't get, but I believe they have good movies regularly, is called Apple TV Plus. Maybe. I don't get that. Disney, actually. There's the Disney Plus channel, which again is it's a streaming, but you have to pay for it. And they have lots. So if you're going to put some money out to get good entertainment, good quality entertainment at home, I would say Netflix is certainly the go-to site, and the Disney Plus is also excellent. It's not just Disney. The Disney Corporation has bought up all kinds of other entertainment folks. So there's quite a lot to see, including the Marvel Universe. So there is that on the small screen at home. If you decide you would like to go off to Sherbrooke and catch a movie at the Maison de Cinema, they'd be more than happy to see you. They're very solicitous. They have, protocols in place for coming in, and there's a few things about where you sit, but it's I think they basically expect you to use your common sense. If you're with people and if they're part of your little bubble, then you sit with them. Otherwise, you try and stay several seats away. The last movie that I saw at the Maison de Cinema was with my husband and a couple that we frequently go to the movies with. But for one other lone soul, we were the only ones there. So I'm a little surprised that they're able to keep the theater open and pay the personnel to come in, because it's, I think movie theaters are open again, but they don't seem to be doing a huge amount of business. So to encourage them, and if you want to come and, be out for a bit and have some popcorn in the big theater and watch a big screen, then definitely head off to the movies. the other local movie theaters, the one in Magog, which I think is called Cinema Magog, and the Galaxy Cinema, they do have some, sometimes they have some English movies, but not often. And quite honestly, their websites are a little hard to negotiate. So it's a little hard to know what is playing when in what language. So Maison de Cinema's website frequently has glitches in it, and whether the movie is in French or English or both or stuff, it's still not terribly clear, but they're at least generally easier to understand than the other cinemas' websites. There's the same policy in place in terms of how much you pay. If you buy a little package of 8 tickets, it's $56. You can use the tickets whenever you want. You can share them with your friends. And that's a good deal, $7, no matter how old. Mm-hmm. I think students may get a better rate, but certainly the package of 8 tickets is a good deal.
It is a good deal.
So not great news in terms of movies at the moment, and frankly, not great news in terms of movies coming. But I hope eventually, later in August, there will be some others that will be in English and fun to watch. Mm-hmm. But we won't talk about them right now.
Okay.
All right. So that's about it.
Okay. Well, okay. Thanks, Mel.